The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today.
This is episode number 147. Have you ever planned to do something, but the day just seems to take you somewhere completely different, but it was better than what you originally had planned? Well, that not only happens in life, but it also happens with episodes too. And while it may not have been planned, we know you're gonna love it.
Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Well, hello, friend. We are so excited to have you with us today on Power on Plants podcast. Whether you are new and this is your first time with us or you're a regular and you're here all the time, we are so glad to hang out with you today. And we are thrilled about what we're talking about because if you've known us or been around here for any length of time, you know that Jared and I are all about making things simple and enjoyable and delicious. But today we're talking about simple foods that are delicious. Like, what do you eat when you've had a busy day? This is about real life, right? And that's the problem a lot of times. You know, I think people don't talk about or think about what is realistic, what is doable. And that is what we're all about because that's where the whole game changes. If you can figure out how to eat more fruits and vegetables and the other five foundational foods, and we've talked about that before, and we're going to probably be talking about that again soon if you've missed that episode, because you need to know what the five foundational foods are. But part of that's fruit and vegetables, right? So you know that from the time you've been little, your parents have been telling you, get more fruits, get more vegetables and things like that. So we know we need those, but how do you do that in a way that actually works with a busy schedule and tastes good?
Pretty much no one argues that you need more fruits and vegetables.
No, no. It doesn't matter which way, right?
Well, no matter how you eat, mm-hmm. whether it's keto, paleo, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, they may disagree on what that should be, but no one disagrees that, yes, you need more of those. And you're talking about busy life and doing stuff that's quick. Well, it's so easy to default to, we're just going to go through the drive-thru.
Right.
We're going to do something quick. And we have things that we do that honestly is faster than trying to get in your car,
completely.
Go somewhere, sit in the line, wait for it to be made, get it, come back. I mean, by the time you're back home, you could have something that's amazingly delicious, but actually loves you back.
And, you know, that reminds me of one thing I'm going to be talking about later on in the episode today is, you know, as quick as you can get in a car, go to the car, buy plant milk, be back home and have your plant milk, you can make plant milk in under a minute. I'm not kidding.
It's true.
Even nut milk under a minute. But I'm going to give a way to make milk that you don't even have to add extra ingredients. It is the easiest thing to do. These are the ways that you make this work. This is what we share inside Power on Plant Society. It's our membership. If you're not familiar with it, go to poweronplants.com/membership and just check it out. most of the time, it's not open. We only open it a couple of times a year because we're adamant about getting our members great results. And so we want that to happen for each and every one of our members. We show up every week doing Q&As, answering questions, walking you through step by step what to do. And it just so happens it's open right now. So if you listen to this right as it's released, you might have a couple of days to get in. It closes on March the 31st at midnight, right?
Correct.
Okay. So otherwise, if you're listening to it in another time, get your name on the wait list, because community and getting these ideas, these are the kind of game changers that we're sharing all the time, because anyone can go and get recipes. Lord knows I did that when we were starting this journey, trying to heal my body from the myriad of diseases that I had going on. It was crazy, and I was desperate, and I was trying to build my own recipes and figure out how to menu plan and all those things. And we had to figure out how to make it easy. And being in a community and having somebody who's gone there before you just makes it so much easier.
And please don't underestimate the value of community, because we've seen members where they've not had other people that are doing this around them. They don't really know where to start, and usually the way to start is much easier than they realize. They get one or two recipes, strategies, tips, mm-hmm. and they have a great meal, and they enjoyed it, and they think, wow, that wasn't that bad. And then they get that momentum right. to do the next one, and then they can bounce ideas off of us, we bounce ideas off of them, mm-hmm. and then before you know it, you're walking this successfully, and it's almost effortless.
It is. And it's so funny. I was talking to my sister-in-law last night, and she has started going plant-based. Actually, she's gone plant-based, and she never cooked before. I mean, never in all of her 40-something years. She never cooked before. And she always just went the fast way and the easy way. And she still tried to grab the healthier options with the fast foods or the frozen things, but just never liked to cook, didn't want to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And she said, if I had known how easy this was, Anita, seriously, this is a no-brainer, and how I could heal my body, because she works out and people have made comments at the gym about, what are you doing that's different? Your shape has really changed and all this. Well, she's enjoying eating plants and she loves it. And now she's like plant-based biggest cheerleader because it has changed her life in so many ways. And it's so easy to just put her meals together, which is what we're talking about today. Like, what do you eat when you don't even want to cook? You know, and that's what we're all about. Like, some days we cook, but it's simple, it's easy, it's quicker than it's ever been. And this is how you do it and make it last. Otherwise, if you're walking around hangry and it doesn't taste good and you're spending hours in the kitchen, that is for the birds. You're never going to be able to do that long term, no matter how much you want to lose weight, how much energy you want, how much you want anything. I mean, if it doesn't taste good and you don't enjoy it and it doesn't work with real life, it's just not going
to
work.
You might be able to suffer through it for a short period of time, but you're not going to do it forever. We've just seen that so many times, time and time again.
Absolutely.
People get results, and then you see the results slowly slip away.
Right.
And like, well, what happened? Like, well, you know, I reached my goal, so I thought I would start eating the food that I actually like, and then marched that out over a few weeks, a couple months, and then they're just right back to where they were.
But isn't it interesting, because we haven't had anybody we've worked with go through that where they feel like, I'm just slipping back into eating all the foods that I liked, because they like this way to live. The recipes taste good. And that's one thing I was adamant about in the very beginning. I was adamant about, it has to taste good. I mean, you're talking to a child who grew up in a family restaurant. My dad was a chef on the Merchant Marine's ships sailing the Great Lakes. I mean, I grew up around people who cooked. My mom was a baker. She baked wedding cakes and she baked all kinds of pastries. So I grew up watching that. And yes, I had to change the way I did things, but I learned all the substitutions and the different things that I could do that worked for me. Not just what was out there, but just that made sense based on understanding flavor profiles and different things like that. And boom, it's on the table and it tastes good and just very quick. I mean, you can have a meal on the table in 5 minutes. You can have a meal on the table in 30 minutes or less. I mean, it just depends on how much time we got that day, what I'm making.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review, because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
Well, you were talking about substitutions just a moment ago. I mean, there are substitutions out there, but a lot of them, they just don't taste good. Mm-hmm. So you've had to figure out better ways that are amazing.
Yeah. And it works. I mean, that's how it does work. And that's what we're hearing from people. You know, it's interesting too, just speaking about community, because one of our members remarked the other day on the Q&A, she got on there and she said, you know what? This is my favorite time of the week because I get to come in here with like-minded individuals who get the path I'm on. Because truth be told, most of us are around people who don't understand plant-based or what it is or why you're doing it or, you know, how you're not missing out on something. And they just think it's rabbit food. Like, you even had a doctor that you worked with one time that teased you about eating rabbit food, right?
Well, I think for Thanksgiving, he thought I just had a plate of grass. It's like, no, we still enjoy really good food, even on Thanksgiving. Although I did, I joked with Anita that I wanted so badly just to get a bunch of cut grass, put it on a plate, take a picture and send it to him and just say something like, Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm so surprised. I'm honestly surprised you didn't do it because you totally would do that. Must have forgotten or
something. I
totally
would. I don't think I had any cut grass handy, though, because it was, what, mid-late November?
Yeah, I don't think at that point we were cutting grass every single week, but no. Oh my goodness, there's always something going on behind the scenes here. Listen, this is about reaching your goals and making it last, but enjoying the journey getting there, not dreading every single day. And then once you get there, maintaining it. Because you like the results so much, you feel so amazing, you wouldn't even think going back, number one. And number two, it tastes so great. Like Jared's sister says, you know, she says it's so easy. It's just a no-brainer. She wouldn't want to go back. Oh, she loves it. They love it. The flavors. It's just amazing what you can do. And it's so fun because we've been visiting with them recently and just seeing the girls picking up the meals that we eat and the different portions and parts of it. And putting it together in their own way, creating new dishes. And that's how you learn to do this and make it last for a lifetime. So if you want to find out more about that or join a community where you can do that very easily and enjoyably and walk this journey with someone like you, go to powerunplants.com/membership. You'll find out at that point whether or not it's open. Like I said, right now it is open for a couple more days through March.
A few more days, yeah.
March 31st.
And you'll learn all about it.
But don't worry. You know, if it is not the time, get your name on the wait list. You'll be the first to know when the doors open again. And just make sure that you find friends and people to surround yourself that are doing this walk in whatever way you can do that, because it makes all the difference. And, you know, that's with anything in life. If you're going deeper with the Father and you want to learn more about Torah or anything like that, you know, if you're learning about the Word and learning about the Bible, you want to be around people who are on that same journey, because you're just going to go farther when you go together, encouraging each other, getting ideas of things to study, things to do, ways to improve your life, things you need to change. I mean, it's almost like begets like. So you hang around Correct. With a certain type person. If you hang around with somebody who hangs out on their couch all day eating Doritos and watching movies and, you know, eating big slabs of steak and, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, that's what you're going to do.
Right. And we've actually seen that before. Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what
we weren't
what
planning
happens.
On going this direction, no. But this is a huge mindset nugget here.
Oh,
huge
it's
mindset
absolutely
nugget.
Huge. And honestly, I almost think we ought to just let it bake on this for this episode, because think about who you're surrounding yourself with. Think about set ways you can set yourself up for success. So the people you're around, the things that surround you in your pantry, these are the types of things that we teach you on this podcast, that we teach our members and go even deeper inside the membership, because we just don't have time to teach everything here and to lead each one of you by the hand with your individual questions. But we teach so many nuggets on here that if you start taking the things even that we've taught on this episode and you start putting those into practice. So going back to your environment, the things that surround you in your pantry, the things that surround you on a day-to-day basis, in your car, in your glove compartment, in your purse, in your closet, where you've hidden those snacks from the kids. Yeah, I see. I know how it goes. Jared's laughing because we've done that before.
Because we've done that, but not because we didn't want them to see that we had something bad. We just didn't want them to eat it and be gone before I had a chance to enjoy it.
Look, this is the reality of having four kids, age 10 through almost 17. She's still 17. I can't push her to get older too much faster.
No.
But anyway, that's the reality. And two of them are teenage boys, so you get the picture. I mean,
they
honestly,
eat a lot.
But I'll just say, even our 10-year-old daughter, you know, your sister made the comment too that I cannot believe. I mean, she eats as much as the boys eat, and she just is slim and active and
very tall.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she's very healthy.
Right. And you never know. I mean, she was born with some physical difficulties, and you would just never know it because she just stays going strong. She powers her body well. We find ways to get raw in. That's another thing we teach about, you know, get in some raw every day. That's very important. Look at what colors you're missing in your food. Get in more of the different colors. These are all things that can strengthen your body. What are you eating too much of? What are you not eating enough of? Balancing your plate and getting those things that you don't normally eat. If you always buy broccoli and never buy cauliflower, if you always buy green cabbage and never buy purple, all these types of things. So balancing your plate, your environment. Let's go back to environment. We talked about like the environment of your pantry or right. your car or your purse. Well, let's think about the environment of people. We talked yes. about that first. I mean, that's people that surround you are your environment. The path you take to work, the vending machine you walk by, the restaurants you drive by that always suck you in. That's all your environment. All those things are so important. So what are some of the other things that we teach that you think are really important, Jared, and crucial to this? I mean, definitely learning how to make quick meals. This is what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, quick meals.
Yeah, how to get things on the table. And that's going to be the next episode. So listen in, tune in next week, because we're going to share with you what do you eat when you don't feel like cooking? Because it's important. I mean, these are the things that you have to know to make it real and doable. What do you eat? And we have a long, long list. I mean, we could go on for hours on what we eat when we don't cook.
Maybe one day when we feel like it, we might do a 12-hour long marathon podcast.
We probably would
never do that. But
okay, we have given so many nuggets today that I don't even think we had planned. Well, I know we didn't plan on giving
we really
all these
didn't
nuggets.
Plan it, but
I'll tell you though,
those make the best episodes.
Absolutely, because this is where the rubber meets the road and everything starts to change. So you think about just some of the basic things like your environment, and just pick a couple of things. Don't get overwhelmed. You know, this is the way that you start to see change day by day. You don't want to think about, oh, I've got to do all my environment, and then I've got to get all new friends, and I've got to, you know, all these different things. Just think about, how can I? Jared says, stop thinking about I can't.
Right, you know? Because at that point, you just stop thinking. You're not even looking for a solution. You just say, I can't do it.
Right.
No, think, how can I? Because you're acknowledging that there is a little bump in the road there.
Right.
A little hurdle. But you start problem solving, thinking, well, what can I do to overcome this hurdle?
Right.
Totally and different mindset.
Truth be told, there is probably a whole just plethora of things that you could do, honestly, in any area to make a big change in your life. I mean, naturally, I'm talking whole food, plant-based wise, just you think about one category, your environment. I mean, what could you do? If you sat down and brainstormed for 5 minutes, you could probably come up off the top of your head 10 ideas. If you've listened to the podcast for long, you can probably come up with at least 20 or more ideas off the top of your head. But I don't want you to get overwhelmed. We're all about one step at a time. This isn't all or nothing right from the get-go. Now, if you're in a place where you're very sick like I was, and you have somebody who can show you how to do all this and you want to jump all in, absolutely, go for it. What we know is some changes make some difference. Big changes make a lot of difference. But I don't want you to feel like if you just want to start doing plant-based that you're overwhelmed by 20 choices. So just pick one. Just pick two. That's it. Two ways to make your environment better. I'm not going to take that path to work. I'm not going to take that hallway to my desk. Whatever it is that causes you to be tempted in your environment. And then in community, coming back to community, so very important. I am going to find a way to surround myself with someone who's walked this path before and someone who's walking it now. And get inside that community, because everything is going to change for you when you do that, especially if it's a community that's been set up intentionally to avoid overwhelm. You know, that's what we did when we set up our community. We said, look, we do not want everybody to come in here. It's great. We have a ton of resources. We have a lot of members-only exclusive recipes and all these different things like courses. But where do you start? Like, you're going to come into any kind of membership or community and have resources available. And different people are going to be asking different questions. And what you don't want to do is get overwhelmed to where you're paralyzed and you do nothing. And that happens a lot of times because there's great information out there, but you need a roadmap to follow. And we set things up in that way so that when our members come in, they know what to do. They have a roadmap to follow. First, I do this, that, this, and that. And if there's any confusion, we're there every week on the live Q&As, and we're there every day answering any question that's posted as well.
But so you're talking about the roadmap. That's one of the first things we email.
Oh, yeah.
To our new members.
Yeah.
So they get it from the very beginning.
Yeah, because you've got to know where you are, where you're headed, and each and every step in between. And the beauty is that you got to be in a community, too, where people aren't judgmental. The beauty is that when we do we just say, look, your journey is your journey. We can show you what to do. We can tell you what's going to work. We're not going to make you do it. You know, the whole you can lead a horse to water. We don't see our members as horses, but I'm just saying, like, you can't make them drink, and you shouldn't try to force someone to do something they're not ready to do. But when you're ready, and when you're ready to start a plant-based journey and get healing so that you can live the full life you love, we want you to be in a place and make sure, no matter what you're joining, that you're in a place where you're not going to get overwhelmed. You're not going to be judged, so that you can choose your path and choose what's going to work best for you and how deep you go in, how quickly. And again, your results are going to depend on that. But at the same time, you want to be in a place where you get to choose, because we're all about providing the information that you need so you can make the choice. Because we always say, if you don't know what you don't know, if you don't know and there's nobody showing you, how are you going to move? No. Yeah. How are you going to move to the next
step? And what you were saying just a moment ago about being judgmental, I like to think of it as we celebrate our wins with our members. And really, I like to just think of them really as friends. But we don't condemn any mistakes. We don't condemn stumbles.
Right.
Because we've all been there and they will continue to happen. Mm-hmm. So
everything's new when you're starting. Everything's new. And even if you've been doing vegan for a while and you start plant-based, it's new. And you have to learn when it's new. You know, you don't expect a one-year-old to stand up and start like running around, you know, the first time they start standing and try to take a step. It's one step, then it's another step, and then they're running around, you know, with their arms up in the air. Victory! That's how it works.
You know, to your example, with some of our kids, they went from walking to running real quickly.
Right.
And that may be the same for you. You latch onto a couple things. You get success with it. You get the confidence that comes with it. And then you realize, I can do this. And boom, major changes after that.
Oh, yeah. And when you get those changes, there's no way you even think of going back. Unless your food tastes bland, I say, like cardboard, and you don't enjoy what you're doing.
That will never happen here.
No.
Anita will make sure of that.
Oh, no. That is one thing. Like, I'm not like an army sergeant about everybody obeying what I say. Okay. Right. We give everybody choice.
But suggestions.
But I am particular about the recipes I put out and the way I tell you to make things. That's why we teach flavor profiles and how to get that good taste in there and what you replace things with and how do you dine out and how do you have friends and family over and what do you do when you're traveling? All these different things are the real life situations that you got to learn how to navigate. And when you can do it together in community, it makes all the difference. And so we have loved having you with us today. I am sorry that we didn't get to what we were originally going to talk about, but honestly, sorry, not sorry, because what we gave here, these are big game changers. I mean, go back and listen, take a few notes and get some ideas. Do a little brainstorming session of ways you can start changing your environment to set yourself up for success. We cannot wait to share with you next week about how to cook, or let's say make a meal when you don't feel like cooking. And that's the reality. I mean, you come in some nights, you're tired, you don't want to cook. Or maybe it's just you're having a weekend Shabbat where you're resting and you just want a day rest. You're not going to cook that day. Well, you need to know what to eat. And so that is what we're talking about next week. We cannot wait to share that with you. We hope you have a fantastic week. Go on over right now to powerimplants.com/membership. Get your name on the wait list. Or if you're listening currently, get into the membership. We would love to meet you. We'd love to be a part of your journey. It is an honor to be a part of these life-changing transformations that we're experiencing inside Power on Plant Society. We love having you as a part of our podcast listener family. You mean so much to us, and we are thrilled for you on your plant-based journey. Again, have a great week, a great day, and we will see you next week on Power on Plants.